The vote today in Springfield is a pivotal step in the process of bringing a resort casino to Western Massachusetts. If voters say yes, MGM can apply to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission for the lone casino license available in Western Massachusetts. If voters say no, the Springfield Casino project is dead in its tracks. On the eve of the vote, MGM CEO James Murren was confident.
What I've been told is this is one of the most ambitious, energetic campaigns that has been run in this community.
MGM poured $1 million into the Vote Yes for Springfield campaign. There was a six-week advertising blitz. Volunteers knocked on more than 28,000 doors and made thousands of phone calls. MGM executives met with key neighborhood and civic groups to secure endorsements. The Nevada-based company promotes the Springfield project as an engine of economic development, saying it will create thousands of jobs in a city where the unemployment rate is over 10%. Murren said it will restore vitality to a downtown that saw its better days a generation ago.
I've seen tremendous courage here. This is a very resilient, proud city. It's been battered by multiple recessions, manufacturing decline. To add insult to injury, a tornado ripped through here a couple years ago. But this city has a lot of heart.
Casino opponents, including several members of the faith-based community, contend the project is the wrong kind of economic development for Springfield. They say a casino will lead to more crime, addiction, personal bankruptcy, and lower property values. Michael Koga, chairman of Citizens Against Casino Gaming, has often described the fight as David and Goliath. But he said, as of late, the anti-casino message is getting out and momentum against MGM's project is building.
We feel very good about what we've done.
While MGM remains confident of a win at the polls today, CEO Murren said MGM is looking for a big win to send the message to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission that Springfield wants a casino.
The amount of yeses are as important as the number of people that vote, and that's why we've spent so much time on this.
Kogut also believes the margin between the yes and no votes matters.
If it's anything single digits, I think that we've done our job. If I were MGM and I spent $12 million and I get a plurality of 52%, I don't think that I would be very impressed with that.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has put his political capital on the line for the MGM Casino project. After negotiating a deal that commits MGM to annual payments to the city of $24 million, in addition to paying for public safety and infrastructure upgrades, Sarno has appeared in ads and at pro-casino rallies urging a yes vote.
This is a game changer in a positive way for the city of Springfield, and again, I respect the democratic process.
Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Polling Institute, said his research shows the higher today's turnout, the more likely the MGM referendum passes.
25% is good turnout in Springfield in a municipal election. So, if the turnout is closer to that 25% mark than, say, in the teens, which it was in the recent special Senate elections, our data suggest supporters of the casino will turn out in higher numbers.
A poll published last weekend by the Springfield Republican found 55% of likely voters in Springfield supported the casino project versus 35% who did not. The polls in Springfield are open until 8 p.m. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.